This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two passengers from the coronavirus-hit Diamond Princess cruise ship that had been quarantined in Japan have died. Public broadcaster NHK reported Thursday the passengers were a man and a woman in their 80s. Meanwhile, China reported a dramatic drop in new cases of the virus Wednesday with 394 new infections. The National Health Commission reported that number was down from more than 1,700 new cases on Tuesday and is the lowest number of new infections since January 23rd. The total number of confirmed cases in mainland China is more than 74,500. The death toll has reached 2,118 by the end of Wednesday. Eight people were killed Wednesday in two shooting incidents in a German city near Frankfurt, and police said special forces were chasing the gunman. Local media said that gunmen had opened fire at two shisha bars in Hanau. The motive for those shootings is not clear. A lawyer in a British court said that Julian Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he cleared Russia of involvement in the Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. UN officials expressed alarm Wednesday at the worsening humanitarian situation in northwestern Syria. Geir Pedersen, the special envoy for Syria, briefed the Security Council on the dire situation.
The ongoing offensive has displaced nearly 900,000 civilians since 1 December 2019, often multiple times. Hundreds have been killed during the same period.
The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Mark Lowcock, called on the warring parties to protect those displaced by the fighting.
At least 100 civilians were killed between 1 and 16 February by air and ground-based strikes in the northwest, according to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. 35 of those killed were children.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the last rebel-held areas in the country. Some insiders in the intelligence community are expressing concern over President Trump's announcement that a U.S. ambassador with no background in intelligence is about to take the reins of the nation's top spy agencies. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump made the announcement on Twitter that he selected U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to serve as the next acting director of national intelligence. Some members of Congress cite Grenell's lack of experience in intel as a problem. A former National Security Agency attorney, Susan Hennessy, now at Brookings Institution, tweeted, quote, "This should frighten you. Not just brazen politicization of intelligence, but also someone who is utterly incompetent in an important security role." She adds, "The guardrails are gone." Grenell follows Acting Director Joseph McGuire, who served since August. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump ousted the Pentagon's top policy official on Wednesday, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Last year, John Rood certified Ukraine had made enough progress against corruption to justify releasing congressionally authorized military aid. The Trump administration's delay in doing that was central to the president's impeachment, and since the Senate acquitted him, he's gone after those he sees as disloyal. Rood is the latest. In his resignation letter, Rood wrote he's leaving at the president's request. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman won't guess why the president wanted Rood out.
I'm not going to speculate on the motivations.
Saying the president has the right to pick who serves in policy positions. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.